Hi, I'm Johannes Pechberger. As I was already introduced, I work at the SAT machine. It's another great distribution of the OpenJDK. So I worked since the beginning of last year on my new project on async-get stack trace. It's essentially an improved version of the async-get call trace API. And I think many of you probably don't know this API. I didn't know it before I started this project, but essentially it's related to profiling. So how does profiling work? Some of you might have already seen Flamecraft. If not, there are some other talks on profiling in the Mozilla Dev Room that you can look it up. But essentially what profiling is you want to see which parts of your applications are slow. For example, here wanted to see, I can see that some JDK stuff is probably a thing that takes time. But essentially how it works under the hood is that we have a selection of threads, like for example here 5 threads. Then we randomly select 3 threads because we cannot usually sample all threads because that would be too costly. Then we pre-allocate some traces. This is just a data structure where we store the stack frame information in. And then we ping the first thread. And with ping, I mean we send it the signal. And then in the signal handler, we walk the stack because in the signal handler, the thread is stopped. So we can walk the stack. We do this with the thread 2, with the thread 5, and ta-da, we have the traces, and then we store it, and then we do some post-processing. That's essentially how async profile works, but just in a loop. So in a loop, we already do this. And so we need an API, because we need an API. It's called async-get call trace, because we could use JVMTR libraries. They are safe from bias, so they let the threads wait till they're ready, till at a safe point, but we want to have it, the call trace, at a certain point where we want it. And so async-get call trace is quite a cool API. So how it works, here we have the stack, how it's on your system. We have at the bottom like the P thread start, it's on the Unix system. And on top we have like some Java frames, and then it goes up till the top to a write bytes method because it writes to a buffered output stream. It's essentially print hello world, that just prints some strings. And in the signal handler we get the top frame. That's where the ucontext from the signal handler points to. And then we do some stack walking, and async get call trace does it for us. And essentially it returns us in a pre-allocated data structure, the frames and the number of frames that we got. And it also stores in number of frames an error code if there was an error. And so what we get for every frame is the line number. So it's called line number, but it's essentially the bytecode index. I don't know, it's historically this way because this API is like from 2003 around, and we get a method ID. But we only get this information on Java frames. So what are these problems? So don't get me started. I worked on it for a long enough time. So it's unofficial. So it's there in 2003, like for 3 months, and then Oracle put it out. Sun at the time put it away. It's now just lying around as an exported symbol, but doesn't have its own header. It's unsupported, so if there's a change in another part of the JVM that potentially breaks it, nobody notices it because there's only one single test that doesn't test that much. So there's also missing information, so it only gives us information on the stack frames of the Java stack, of the Java frames, but not on anything else. And it misses information like inlining, which isn't that great. And so in the beginning of last year, I started to work on a new API because this async-get call trace is the best we have. And I thought maybe we could do something better. And so I started to work on async-get stack trace. It's now a CHEP candidate. It's 4.3.5. So if you want to see the CHEP in its entirety, just go on the OpenJDK website or read the blog post for this talk, and you get a picture of what it does. And so the idea was to create a better API that gives us more information and is far more supported, so with lots of tests with its own header. And so again, we have the stack, our stack, but we then get more information. For example, we get at its most basic level, we also get the kind of the thread that we're running on. So is this thread like in Java mode, or is this in GC mode, or what is this thread? Which is quite neat, and we got more information. For example, we get the BCI. It's now called BCI because, it's the bytecode index. We get a method ID. We get also the type. Is it inlined? Is it native? With native, I mean not C++, but these boundary methods that are defined in Java, but like which code is implemented in C, C++. And we also get the compilation level. So is it C1, C2 compiled or don't compile at all? So it is quite neat because we get more information. But the cool thing is we have options now. We can, with this API, we can set in an integer, we want to have non-Java frames, and we also want to walk non-Java threads, which leads us to this situation where we get information also on the thread on these C++ frames, which is quite nice, because for these frames we get like also the type, so it's a C, C++, and we also get the program counter, so we can then go back, do some of our own analysis, and use DLSim to get methods of the DL family, and get the method name. And we can also walk with these options non-Java threads, so we see more information. It essentially makes the life of a profile developer far easier because we can now just use this API. It will be supported. If it gets in, it will be supported. I'm working on lots and lots of tests. That's I hope it gets in. And as a bonus, what they also introduce is new methods for OpenJDK developers to walk stacks, because currently the code is like spread between a few different places. Some of them are copies of others, so it's quite hard when you change some port. You have to change other parts too, so it's essentially technical debt. There were good reasons in the years before, but I want to make stack walking easier. So the new API that I used in the implementation of my chat proposal allows us to just give a stack walker some options like, hey, I want to walk stacks, I want to walk also non-Java frames, and I can just go over it and say, give me the next frame, and on this next frame, we can ask all the information. Is this a Java frame? Is this a native frame? Which is this compilation level? And this makes it far easier to walk stacks, and hopefully makes it easier to combine like all the stack walking from some error-related stack traces, from async get call trace, from JFR using one API, and so when you make an improvement in one of these APIs and implementations, you get an improvement on all. So what I've done is that I improved async get call trace with the help of my colleagues to be much safer. So I wrote testing code that used safe thread so that it checks the pointer, checks the pointer before it accesses it, so it's far safer than I did here for async get stack trace. Lots of testing, for example, I did some fuzzing, so I called async get stack trace with random U context, so with randomized frame pointers and stack pointers, and it doesn't crash like for hours on a large machine, which is quite cool. And so this covers async get async profile when it like modifies the frame and stack pointer to alleviate some concerns when the VM is like in undefined state. It needs a lot of convincing, so I'm still in the process where I have to talk with all the people from Oracle, all the JFR people. It's a long drawn out process, but I hope I can convince them, but clearly the people on like the profiler side are really happy to have this because it has many advantages for them. And of course, again, testing, because the whole point of this API is that that you get more information, but also that it's a better tested API. Currently, I have like 6 tests, and I'm working on more. So I hope that it gets in. Till then, you can see on GitHub, there's a draft PR on this chap. Just search in the PRs for draft PR with RSGST in the name. And then you can follow me on Twitter and our team at Speed Submachine, and that's all. Oh yes, yeah. And I'm also blogging like on mostly Nerdless, and all the blog posts are like also put on Fujay. But yeah, you can follow me there and read on all the topics that I talked today. So thanks. The question was, can SafeFetch be called from signal handlers because it uses signals? I think it uses different signals because I didn't have any problems using it from signal handlers. So I have tests to use, I think, at stack trace, you have to use signal handlers. So I didn't see any problems so far. I think that's probably, it's even weird because from signal handlers, you cannot do any malloc, so you have to pre-allocate, but you can call fork. So it's quite interesting. So any other questions?
Does it handle invoke dynamics specially? Because within that stack, you get like the whole stack of deciding how to dispatch the call.
The question was, does it handle invoke dynamics specifically? No, it just uses it. Just is based on the frame stack walking and like the internal mechanism of stack walking, so it doesn't handle it differently than, for example, async get call trace and trave r.
That's all Java frames.
Yeah, that's all Java frames, so that's probably fine.
Do you have to change the native parts? Does it work on all platforms?
So the question was, does it work on all platforms? It's known that it doesn't really work on Windows, just because Windows hasn't really a concept of signals. If you have any ideas on getting something like this to work on Windows, feel free to drop me a message. I didn't have to change any native parts. I had to change some. I had to create some native parts for testing, to modify like the U context, because this is highly application highly operating system specific. So the changes to the whole OpenJDK are fairly minimal, so they aren't that large besides passing through some booleans to configure stuff, and the code itself is just a few couple hundred lines, so it's quite simple also to understand, and there's a blog post that describes like the reasoning behind it. And any other questions? Yes?
Is it already a submachine?
No, it's not yet on the submachine because I'm still in the process of testing it. So there's, of course, a pull request. You can already use the JVM when you compile it yourself. I'm in the process of updating my demo repository, which contains a modified async profiler that uses it, so you can try it out yourself. It should be ready in the next few weeks. It still has some bugs. Anything else?